Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
Hold on, stop, because I can't hear you. Now I can. Hold on.
You hear me, Scott? Are you there, Scotch? It's me, Margaret.
It's like when this shit's playing, it like totally dropped your...
Whoa, it was really fucking loud. Are you recording right now?
Yeah.
All right, well, you know we're doing a show. Give me a little bit of music, please.
Your music. All right, fuck it. Here we go.
I thought we were already gone.
We're all gonna go.
Fuck it. Let's just roll. You know, it's like this is
so unfucking professional, but like we're not fucking professionals anymore. So fuck it. This is the show. Welcome. I was gonna say welcome. Drop trial. It's Friday. Say hello to your friendly neighborhood Red Scare program. But you know what? Fuck it. We already botched it. We already got a finger in our asshole when we didn't ask for it. Let's just roll with it. Ease it in slowly. Push it out fast. That's what I'm going to say. That's the theme of today's show. Welcome. You're listening to the Red Scare. I got Scotch, Teddy Boy, on the scene. Feeling good. We're starting in September. I think the world knows that it is hot as hell. I'm not really one to talk about the weather, but I mean, globally, we're fucked. We're seeing it. I'm looking at it right now. There's a fire outside of my place. That's how fucking hot it is. It's a burning bush. It says, oil can. Water me, dog. And I'm like, no. We don't have enough water in Lake Mead to water anything. Shower no longer. Don't water your lawn. Maybe give like one of those like a baptism like little forehead sponges to your kid's eyebrow, but beyond that, don't even wash your fucking hands.
Oh, man.
Fuck COVID.
I know it feels like a Monday on this Friday, but yeah, I mean the heat wise, fuck, BAU in Arizona, right? Business as usual, hot as balls. Little more humidity now, so.
That's as much weather as I want on this show for the rest of human time. Here's what I want, Scotch. Or rather, here's what I don't want. I don't want to talk about the fucking weather ever again, and I never want to talk about sports. We could talk about people in sports. If there's something that happened, you know, like somebody took a fucking helmet to Aaron Rodgers' head. That's not really a sports conversation. That's just a happiness conversation. Like, you know, that's more like, oh, Aaron Rodgers got decapitated at Disneyland. That's not the wide world of sports. That's just like, you know, something for the gossip column. Something up our alley. That's what I want for this show. I want no weather. And no sports. How do you feel about that, Scotch? And may I ask you? Yeah, actually, go ahead. I'll cut you off when I'm getting upset.
Fair enough. No weather, no sports. Yeah, I don't know whether I agree with sports. Yeah, I mean, we don't need to give like fucking updates, you know, on teams like that shit. So go to ESPN if you want to watch that shit. But yeah, I agree. If Rodgers is getting decapitated, I mean, that's just news that should be shared everywhere. I mean, that's a given.
What's going on with your audio? I can't. You're seems like you're far away from your microphone. You seem like you don't have any compression.
How's that? Is that better?
That is better.
Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things. You know, we're fighting Monday demons on a Friday. You know, the shit's supposed to be easier by the end of the week, but it's not. And we're still going through technology upgrades, if you will, this and that. It's, you know,
I don't care. What's going on? What's going on in the world, Scotch? I don't care what's going on with our fucking technical issues.
Well, the Bears. I'm just kidding. You know, there's not much going on. People are burning every day. California is no longer going to sell gas cars or something like that. I think that's cool. I found out we already discussed the debt payment for fucking student loans. And we're, you know, I think the Red Scare's effort of trying to get just everybody's, let's just pay fucking everybody's debt off. Everybody start from scratch, go fuck it up again. But we should have like a master reset button. I think I'm following that now that, you know, it's just money. Fuck it.
I feel like the Edward Norton.
You just went full mute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were saying?
I don't know, man. Fight Club had it all figured out. Nobody followed through. I have a little bit of debt, but I got to tell you, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Nothing matters, Scotch.
No, that's what keeps you alive. I mean, that's how you know you feel still, because you feel the fucking weight of debt. And that's a constant, you know, you feel that. And so you're like, dude, I'm still alive today. This feels good. This keeps me in check. Lets me know that I'm doing things mostly right.
It's like getting slapped in the face. You don't really know you're alive until you're going through unbelievable pain. So I appreciate it. I like it. I like the pain. Bring the pain. Do we have any drops?
Shut up! You know, we got, there's some, maybe a little, you know, reflection from popcorn.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
It's true. And, you know, our president has established that. You know, the show's really gone downhill since we started, and I feel it. But I feel like, you know, we're going to, like every ride, right? You go up a mountain, then you come back down. There's bound to be another hill where it starts to go back up. And we really just get back on track with our stuff. You know, this, we put limitations.
You're talking about us? Our show?
Yeah, I just feel like we mentioned before, you know, we used to have topics and stuff that we talk about, but now life is just mundane. It's the same shit, you know. I can get on here and talk about coaching my kids' football team. No one cares about that.
Nobody cares. I don't care about that.
Yeah, I know. And,
it's oddly enough, I actually care about that, and I still don't fucking care about that.
I know. It's a mixed bag. So it runs into that you want to do gossip talk. You want to talk about TV shows we're watching. You know, finally got caught up on all the Bosch episodes. I think that's a pretty good show. You know, just a couple years late. Checking out Reservation Dogs. Think it's pretty good, pretty funny. It's got its moments.
The only thing me and my lady are watching right now that I'm into is Love Island. The Love Island USA just ended. Man, what a great season!
I can't watch that show.
I love it.
Can't do it.
I don't know. I can't watch The Bachelor. I can't watch Survivor. I've never seen an episode of Survivor or any of that shit. But for some reason, this Love Island, they got the formula that just gets me going. I fucking love it. I can't get enough. And now the season's over, so we got to dip back in to the UK version, which we're almost at the end of that run. So I got to tell you, there's not a lot worse in this world than having to listen to an Australian accent. And I know we're going to have to dip into Love Island Australia once all this is depleted. Hey, get down. Hey,
you gotta I'm going to tell you that something has really started to irritate me lately. Maybe I just didn't notice it as much at first. But it's, you know, the missus watches these shows. There's the one with, I think it's Nishi, where it's kind of like karaoke where they got to sing and then they put the, you know, got to guess the next line of the words. Any type of these shows, right? These game show type things where they pan over to the audience during certain things. And it's really bugging me, like, watching this and seeing these fucking reactions from the audience that are just so over the top. And yeah, I'm sure they're being so coached excited. To be over the top. They're so excited. Happy
to be there. They're so oh my God, I'll send you my poor son of a bitch bastard friend. He went to a taping of America's Got Talent, and I saw him write a post about it. He was like, you know, took a selfie with his lady at AGT, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh, I guess they're live right now. It's on. I put it on, and literally within 2 minutes, I see him in the audience clapping his stupid, like he was a fucking, like a child that just got a birthday cake from his favorite fucking Power Ranger. Like, hysterically clapping his hands and raising his fists, and he had just seen like a fucking ventriloquist. I'm like, what the fuck are you so excited about, you dull motherfucker?
Dude, it's crazy watching this shit. Like, these people, you would think that it directly affects them with the outcome of what happens. Like, they get it wrong and they're like, oh no, or they're hoping and it's like, dude, you've got to be fucking kidding me, because I'm watching it going, oh, this motherfucker's gonna lose, whatever, yeah. Sucks, shitty.
You're putting all your hopes and dreams on the chance that some dipshit knows the final line to My Girl.
Right, you know? Right. And then that's it. And you're like, dude, are these people, do you get paid to go be an audience member, or is it just free that you get to go and sit there and be part of the audience with your chance of maybe getting on TV?
Oh no, like, it's going to cost you time and probably parking money. They let these fucking idiots in there. They just hoard them in there like cattle. Say, shut the fuck up, laugh on this, applaud on this. But I got to tell you, back in the day when I was doing like production work and, PA work, I also did some background work. And one of the best jobs was I was a laugher, a quote-unquote laugher on the George Lopez show. And what a laugher does is you sit in the fucking audience, you watch them tape this stupid fucking show, and literally when they say laugh, because you don't know when it's funny, it's a comedy show, mind you. I can't tell when things are funny, so I'm literally waiting for the light to go off, and I go, it says laugh, and I say,
laugh sign came on.
Laugh sign came on. Oh! You just tried different laughs the whole time. It's like 5 days sitting, watching George Lopez and, you know, the Lopezettes. I don't know what the fucking show was. But literally, it's the dumbest fucking thing ever. But it was fun trying to make like the actual like other quote unquote laughers laugh, because I would want to like come up with different laughs. You know, everybody would just be like there being like, ah, ha, 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 ha. But I would try to like, you know,
over the top it.
No, not over the top it, because I didn't want to be a dipshit. You know, I didn't want to like have to sit there and listen to the same joke again if they needed to retake it because I was being obnoxious.
You're just more
wow! Yeah! No, you don't want to do all that because then you're sitting there for an extra 5 hours. No, you want to do it and get out of there because the pay is the same. My point being, you want to come up with different laughs. Like you do, oh! Like, whatever it was. Just so you get the, you know, get somebody actually like amused around you. It's just more like a personal quest for self-satisfying entertainment.
And I, you know, it's funny, it's like, you know, you hear these shows and you're watching them and you hear the audience laugh, and then there's always the one that you hear and you're like, who the fuck laughs like that in real life? Like, if you were at a party and talking and somebody just heard something funny, they're gonna be like, ha ha ha, 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 oh, like, dude, like, I mean, you saying that, I knew that from being in the industry, that they have plants, right? They have people that either over the top clap or do all that. But then you hear these laughs and you're like, dude, you're laughing hard at something that just really wasn't funny. And I don't, you know, how much they paying you, bro? How much they, because look, maybe George Lopez was funny in his younger days. I don't know. He's If you gotta have laughers in your audience, then that tells you something, right? Like,
I feel sorry. Look, I feel sorry for anybody of that. Like, he's a good comedian. He's funny. He's a really nice guy. And I think there comes a point in that type of career where you just want to milk a sitcom. You want to get to 100 episodes, get syndicated, and never have to work again. So in that regard, I can sympathize. Like, that's the dream. You want to go in there, milk it
cruise control.
Just as long as you can. Now, I think you want to make it funny, but even if it's like some corny dipshit show, if people are watching it, I don't give a fuck what it is. I'm showing up. I'm doing my job. I'm getting the fuck out of there. And hopefully they'll let me come back next week. So I get it. Like, that's the dream. Hit syndication and just fucking cruise for the rest of your life. That's, I mean, I got to tell you, being on TV or in movies or in entertainment on the front of the screen has got to be the greatest gig ever, because you see people with other types of careers, like rappers who make a lot of money or singers that cross over into acting stuff. They all stick with the acting. Like Ice-T, people don't regard him as a rapper. I don't think he's rapped in 20 years. He's an actor on LA Law or Law and Order or one of those things.
Commercials, all kinds of stuff.
He's been doing that for 20 years. He's never going back to the music career because, for whatever reason, this is just the sweetest gig ever, and he's milked it for everything it's worth, and it keeps going. It's got to be the best gig ever because nobody wants to go back to the real job.
It sucks because he could go back and put Body Count back together, get some touring going, just do it all over, but he doesn't have to. He's going to show up on Law and Order or whatever the fuck he's on and just be cool, do his thing. Hill Street Blues, fucking Vernon Blues. It's funny. Sorry, something popped in my head because you said rappers, and I was gonna ask you about this. Like, I feel like rappers used to have cool names. Like, I feel like that used to be that way, right?
They were literally cool. They were Ice-T, Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice. They were all cold.
They were all cold. They were cool. And then I saw this article come out about this rapper, and his fucking name is Young Gravy. And I'm just like, dude, is it just done? Is it done?
Young Gravy. Young Gravy is nothing but sauce. You know what I mean? You're pan drippings before you're gravy. So if you're Young Gravy, you're really pan drippings. Just take it easy here, kid.
I just can't imagine.
You haven't even put flour in the pan to make the fucking roux yet. Come on, dude. Young Gravy.
Back in the day, it was like, NW, we got fucking, you know, Eazy-E out here. We got blah, blah, we got all, you know. Da, da. And then now it's like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Young Gravy. It's just like, dude, it's just, I don't know.
I got to tell you, I'm not too miffed with the name Young Gravy. For some reason, I actually kind of like it. It's kind of smooth. But there were other ones like, what did I hear? Something Veggies. This kid calls himself Earl Sweatshirt. And another guy is like, a little vegetable or whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know what the fuck is going on with these kids, but also I don't really care. I'm not tuned into it.
I don't know. I mean, you got Lil Toenail. Lil Toenail, fucking a little waterbed, you know, Leaky Bands.
Are these real things?
These are 10 rappers with the most ridiculous names. Okay, let's talk about Lil Waterbed.
Lil Waterbed.
First of all, no one wants to even lay in a Lil Waterbed.
Let's start with one. Well, first things first. Waterbeds aren't fun in the first place. Like, if you, I had an uncle who had a waterbed, right? And the whole thing was like, all right, let's get on this waterbed, try it out every single time. You're just intrigued that there's water in a bed and you're not wet. So it would be like, okay, let's get on this waterbed. And a couple seconds later, it's like, we got to get the fuck off of this waterbed. Something is wrong with this. And the fact that this is a little waterbed is even worse. You want a twin?
Twin waterbed?
You're going to be a twin waterbed? Like, that's as low as it gets. Little waterbed. Maybe
that's
like
horrible.
You call yourself king size waterbed. You're like, oh shit, that guy's living life. He's probably got some chicks in that bed too. But little waterbed meaning like you probably got a job at Subway. You're still living in your mom's apartment, but you want to ball out, so you got yourself like a little waterbed.
That's true. Sad. Number two, leave me alone.
That's the name?
Leave me alone.
I got to tell you, I don't think that's ridiculous at all. That's probably the best name I've ever heard in my life. That's actually, I feel like that's, you know, if somebody took our name, I'm going to take his name. My new name is Leave Me the Fuck Alone. I'm just going to add the fuck on it. Leave me the fuck alone.
I'm creating mine right now.
And speaking of rappers,
Fat Body Buffet Boss.
What?
Fat Body Buffet Boss. That's what my new rap name is going to be.
Don't you feel like the fat body part is redundant if you're the buffet boss? You're just going to have a fat body if you're the buffet boss.
Was it redundant when Fat Joe was Fat Joe? I mean, he was fat. I think you can add the
fat. Now he's not fat.
Now he's just Joe. Now he's just Joseph.
No, but we still call him Fat Joe. It's a little bit like, you know, it's like.
It's insulting to keep reminding him of his fatness. Yeah,
it's like rubbing your nose in your past. It's like, you know, can we get over it? Like, I've lost weight. I've got a weird cropping to my beard, but I've still lost a shitload of weight. Can you give me a little credit? Can I just be Joe? Can I be regular size Joe?
Or normal Joe?
We should call him like excess skin Joe, because you don't lose that type of weight without having a little bit of excess
flappy
skin.
Joe.
I mean, come on.
Flappy Joe. All right, what about this one? It's okay to cry.
Waves in the wind. Well, hold on. I'm still going off on this joke. I want to make fun of more Fat Joe.
He's been made fun enough. He's now a talk show host with like Wendy Williams or some shit. Like, let's just let his career die. Let's just let him go peacefully. We still call him Fat Joe. Now he's got to sit across from Bug Eye Wendy Williams. Let's just let that go. What about It's Okay to Cry?
Are you giving me instruction?
No, that's like, I'm going through these rapper names. I'm trying to get you from the hood, name? Ted. I'm trying to get your perspective on this. Like,
the name is It's Okay to Cry?
Yeah.
I don't think a name should be like
a statement, like a sentence.
Yeah, like an affirmation. It's too much.
Okay, fair enough.
What do you call them?
What's that?
IOT. C, iotic.
No, it's actually It's Okay to Cry, all one word. Not even spaced out, just one word. Just fucking
like,
great.
Like, if you're hanging out with this guy named It's Okay to Cry, what do you call him? Mr. It's? Do you call him
Mr. Cry? You use the last word, right?
You call him Cry.
No, there's only one Cry Baby, and that's Johnny Depp. Little booty call. That seems too.
Little booty call. Yeah, I like it. You know why?
For a guy or for a girl?
Only for
a
guy.
Okay.
A girl. If a girl's calling herself little booty call, then everybody's going to think she's a slut.
Fine. It's 2022. You do you. What about booty chain?
Well, we're moving too fast. I feel like if the girl was called little booty call, she would have to identify as a dude, not to be perceived as a slut, right?
I can't make these decisions. I don't want to be attacked for my opinion.
She would have to like really like pronounce her pronouns as like, I'm a dude, but she's like a really hot chick. So she could call herself Little Booty Call and act like a real sleazeball, you know?
Yeah, it's fair. It is, but just for the record, it is a guy that has that name. So we do not have to worry about it. But in the spirit of
effort,
yeah, I know.
This next opportunity. Excuse me. It's a missed opportunity. Fuck it. Fuck my jokes. You know what? Why don't you just fucking get diarrhea the goddamn fucking pie hole, and I'll just shut the fuck up.
Cool. Bears.
Oh, Bears.
What the hell? Can you go fuck yourself?